This is episode 29 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast all about writing a novel in just 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, that's me, hi. This podcast is about National Novel Writing Month, but we're not associated with NaNoWriMo at all. Good night. No. What, huh? Oh, hi, huh? Okay, you know what? It's really late in the month. I've been so sleep-deprived for the last, I don't know how many years at this point, and NaNoWriMo just really takes it out of me, and I am so, so tired now. And that's what today's topic is all about. What do you do if you are just too tired to write? The bright side is that I did have an interview with Anne Hogue Boucher on the 20th, and she gave a little tiny bit of a tip. Set yourself a timer for 10 minutes or so, 5 minutes or so. Just, it's something minimal that's not going to affect you too much, and it's going to prevent you from having a zero-word day. Now, this is pretty late in the month for that to be happening as far as trying to make the 50,000 words. But at the same time, words is words. Today's November 29th. Oh my god, today's Black Friday. Okay, sorry. You have today, and you have tomorrow, and then it's over. By now, you have a pretty good idea of whether or not you're going to hit your 50,000 words. We're not even going to talk about that anymore, except for, you know, at the end of writing today, you should be at blah, blah, blah. But the question remains, have you given up? That answer better be no. Because that was the deal you made when you signed on here at Write a Novel in 30 Days. Okay, fine, you didn't actually agree to that, but it's kind of unsaid between us. I mean, I've been telling you don't quit, and you've been still listening, and I just figured that means you're still in it, and I'm going to shut up now. You've been working hard all month long. You have your job, you have your kids, you have your spousal units, you have pets, you have friends, you have other family obligations. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. Maybe you're Black Friday shopping today. I can't wrap my head around that one myself, but hey, more power to you. You do you. And the thing is, all of this stuff takes energy. And on top of all of that, you're trying to write a novel, which also takes energy. An entire month of consistent, dedicated writing of this magnitude, I'm surprised you haven't passed out already, to be honest. In fact, I'm pretty sure I have passed out at least 3 times this month. But whatever. A question you may be asking is, how do I keep going? And my counter question is, how can you afford not to at this rate? If you pass out now, maybe you'll write a bunch of words tomorrow. Maybe that'll get you over the finish line. I already said I wasn't going to talk about that. Sorry. I started this topic in my mind with a point. And that point really was to acknowledge that by today, by November 29th, you're exhausted. You've been pounding out the words like Elton John pounding on a piano keyboard. I know you're ready for a rest. I know I'm ready for a rest. And as I said, it's not even that late in the month for me at the time of this recording. I'm just always exhausted these days. There's just a little bit left to go. And especially if you're still on track, now is not the time to quit, to slack off. We just have to push a little bit more, for a little while more, and then it'll be over. And we can go back into hibernation for another year. Unless you're one of those silly writer types that actually does write outside of NaNoWriMo. But in all seriousness, no matter where you are in the word count, you've been amazing. You've been creating feats of fantasy that most people don't even dream of. I want you to congratulate yourself. I know it's a day early, and we'll do it again tomorrow, but I want you to congratulate yourself because you've done something incredible. You have written almost nonstop for a month. You deserve a cookie for that. I deserve a cookie for that. I need to check and see if I have any cookies. But that's all. I wanted to acknowledge and express my appreciation at your incredible hard work. You're fantastic, you are mighty, and you are more amazing than anyone could possibly realize. Except me, Because I've been doing this for a while and I know how amazing it is. Told you I was a cocky sot. Now, if I am lucky enough to have gotten today off of my job, I don't know yet. I won't know until probably the week that this goes out. I'm quite possibly holed up in a Starbucks all day. Quite possibly working off an extremely large deficit if history is repeating itself. If not, then I am drudging around the office, waiting until lunchtime to try to write a few words. Hopefully, I will write some words on the bus home. Although, full disclosure, I will confess that it is beyond the halfway point at the time I'm recording this, and I have yet to write any words on the bus home. Although I think I did have one writing sprint during lunchtime this year. I'm telling you, every piece of advice that I say has worked for me, I didn't say it consistently works for me. I didn't say that I'm good enough to actually do it all the time, or disciplined enough to do it all the time. It's been a long and exhausting month. We deserve a rest. And we're going to get that rest. We just have to hold out for a couple more days. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, by the end of writing today, you should be at, get ready for an amazing number, kids, 48,334 words. You have less than 2,000 words left to go. Victory is so close, you can taste it. Oh. If you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, for example, maybe you want to talk about how tired you are. Or maybe you want to tell me how much of a wimp I am for being tired. Screw you. You can leave a comment on the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. Oh look, there's a sheep. I think I'll count it. Oh, and another one. I'll count it too. One, two, three.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.